Well, the Morrison government's not only facing criticism over how the sporting fund was allocated, there are also questions over whether the minister was acting within the law. The Federal Attorney General, Christian Porter, has confirmed that he's getting advice on whether it was legal for Bridget McKenzie to allocate the sports grants in the first place. A constitutional lawyer says the scandal raises several legal questions and it could even be a matter for the High Court to consider. Samantha Donovan has more.
While they'd prefer to be focusing on the bushfire recovery efforts, Senator Bridget McKenzie's coalition colleagues are being peppered with questions on the sports grant schmozzle. The Emergency Management Minister, David Littleproud, has been in Adelaide this morning. He says Senator McKenzie has his full support.
Of course she does. She's doing a damn good job.
Standing beside Mr. Littleproud was Rebecca Sharkey, the Centre Alliance MP for Mayo. The alarm bells about the grant scheme were first raised in February last year when her Liberal opponent, Georgina Downer, presented a giant cheque for $127,000 to a local bowling club. Ms. Sharkey agrees a further investigation into Senator McKenzie's involvement is warranted.
Sure, I was a little disappointed that it was prior to the election and I wasn't included in any announcement. I'd like to think that, you know, the local federal member can always be included when it's outside of an election period. I understand when there's an election on, you know, things are different. Centre Alliance will support a Senate inquiry. Obviously, we'd need to see the terms of reference of that. And if there's an opportunity there, we would naturally like to hear from the Minister with respect to the decision making.
On ABC News Breakfast, Senator McKenzie's National Party colleague Darren Chester wouldn't be drawn on whether she should stand down from the ministry, but he acknowledged the public's concerns about the grants process.
The integrity of the way we deliver these types of programs needs to have the transparency that people can have confidence that that a fair system is in place. People need to have confidence when they make a bid for a program that it's being assessed, and increasing the transparency I think will be good for us as politicians at local, state and federal level to restore that trust.
Anne Toomey is a professor of constitutional law at the University of Sydney. She believes Senator McKenzie's involvement in the grants program does raise several legal questions, but the constitution itself doesn't give the answers.
So there's no section in the constitution that says that the Commonwealth has power to make laws with respect to sport. So that then leaves you in the difficult position of having to try something like an implied nationhood power. Now, that kind of power is used for things like national emergencies, so the global financial crisis or the latest bushfire emergency would come within it. But it's very hard to say that there was an absolute emergency that required you to re-turf the local oval.
Does the legislation that set up Sport Australia give any guidance on the minister's role and powers when it comes to telling the organisation what to do?
Yes, it does. Sport Australia is established as an independent corporate entity, so it's not like a public service department where the minister has a great deal of discretion in terms of directing it. And so Section 11 of the Act says that the minister can give written directions to the commission with respect to the policies and practices to be followed by the commission in the performance of its functions and the exercise of its powers. But it doesn't actually give her power to take over the role of approver of grants. The other thing in relation to that section is the legislation requires that the minister give those instructions in writing, that they be published in the Government Gazette, and that they be tabled before both Houses of Parliament. Now, the Minister made no such directions.
Has the High Court considered this sort of constitutional case before?
It has, in a different context. And you might remember the controversy about chaplaincy program in schools with the Commonwealth funding. And the two things that the High Court decided there was, first of all, the Commonwealth can't spend money on just whatever it likes. In order to spend money on, particularly on things like community grants, it has to have legislative authorisation to do so. To enact that legislation, it needs to have a power to make a law in respect to that particular subject. Similar sort of problem here in relation to these sports grants.
Could someone take this sports grants issue to the High Court?
It's quite conceivable that you could bring a legal action and challenge it.
That's Professor Anne Toomey from the University of Sydney. Samantha Donovan with that report.